Sorry, sorry. So next Tuesday, May's proposal is going to be voted, and it's merely expected to be rejected.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think will happen then?
It'll be rejected, and if the margin's smaller than last time, she'll go back to Brussels, try and get some tweaks to the political declaration, try and get an interpretive letter from the European Council, and come back and try again.
And do you think that next deal will go through?
I don't think it'll go through next Tuesday, no.
No,
I think it might go through after
that.
It might be the third time, it might be the fourth time. But if the numbers if the numbers of people voting against keeps going down, mm-hmm. she will keep trying.
Okay. So you think no deal then is quite unlikely?
Well, no, I think no deal is possible because it might be that she keeps on trying and keeps on failing and all of a sudden we wake up at the end of March.
Yeah, of course.
But obviously that will partly depend on the amendments. If the Cooper Amendment goes through,
mm-hmm.
then we can't have no deal because, mm-hmm. well, we could have no deal if the European Union refuses an extension,
mm-hmm.
but it makes it less likely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah, the last question. The UK is one of the main commercial partners of the Basque Country.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think both British and EU companies are prepared enough for a no deal Brexit if it happens?
No, partly because the planning isn't down to them. The governments have to do a lot more on both sides, so both the Spanish, Basque and British governments haven't done enough. Companies are doing the best they can. I think the real issue is with small companies. I mean, big companies mm-hmm. have got resources, but small companies are going to really suffer, and it will cause real problems for them because there will be a significant decrease in trade in the event that we have no deal.
Mm-hmm. What kind of advice should you give to these companies?
Well, sadly, the advice I would give them, I don't think no deal is likely, but mm-hmm. in the event that it looks likely, is to try and seek alternative customers or suppliers, because mm-hmm. trading with the UK will be very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Do you think it would be impossible, though, like for the trading with the UK?
It won't be impossible. In the short term,
yeah.
it will be very difficult, because in the short term, there are real legal problems, physical infrastructure problems to do mm-hmm. with parking, to do with customs inspections, and it will make trade slower. So particularly people who rely on things arriving just in time,
mm-hmm.
people who rely on things arriving fresh,
mm-hmm.
there will be problems initially.
Yeah. See, that's the problem we're facing, because a lot of the industry in Basque Country is the automotive industry and cars, and they need those parts.
Yeah, and I think, you know, none of the car manufacturers have made adequate preparations yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of them just can't you could think, okay, buy small warehouses, but they haven't done that yet. So there
mm-hmm.
will be problems initially.
Mm-hmm.
I think the head of the Toyota factory in Derby said he could imagine his plant closing down for a while after no deal
mm-hmm.
while they try and figure out how to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no getting around the fact there will be tremendous disruption.
Yeah, regardless of what the outcome is.
Well, in no deal.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.